More than 10,000 people gathered in Briggs Field at MIT, many of them wearing Collier Strong badges on their shirts. MIT students, faculty, and staff, and law enforcement officers from across the state and across the country gathered to pay their respects. When the Collier family arrived, the crowd stood. Bagpipes played as an honor guard of MIT officers carried Collier's casket into Briggs Field. An American flag hung between two fire trucks flew overhead. MIT Police Chief John DeFava addressed the crowd. He said Collier wanted to be a police officer from the time he was 7 years old. And he said he saw Collier last Thursday night, hours before he died.
I was leaving the Strader garage, and I saw one of our cruisers parked on the ramp next to the wall. I pulled next to the cruiser, rolled the window down, and saw it was Sean. I asked him what was going on, and he gave me that famous grin, and he said, "Just making sure everybody's behaving, sir."
But at the memorial service, people focused on how Collier lived, not how he died. Collier's stepbrother, Rob Rogers, remembered him as a person with a big heart and two left feet, as a country music fan who loved life and helping others.
People have asked me, if Sean were here, what would he think? Are you kidding me? He would love this. You got sirens, flashing lights, formations, people saluting, bagpipes, taps, the American flag. He would have loved it. He was born to be a police officer, and he lived out his dreams.
Rogers said that if a message could be learned from Sean's life, it's this.
A smile to a stranger, a simple hello, an outreached hand can ultimately change how people treat each other. It's taught me that I want to be more like him.
Vice President Joe Biden spoke with emotion at the service. He said children should not die before their parents. Biden's one-year-old daughter and wife died in a car crash in 1972.
I know from experience that there's not much that I'm going to be able to do to fill that void, that sense of loss, the grief, or answer those nagging questions about why.
Biden saluted the police officers and thanked them for defending the community every day. And then he turned to the topic of terrorism, calling the Tsarnaev brothers
two twisted, perverted, cowardly knockoff jihadis.
He said a place with the diversity of MIT, where Muslims, Christians, Jews, men, women, black people, white people talk about ideas and challenge orthodoxy, is the greatest rebukes to acts of terror.
I felt it was talking to me, yes, and it's so true.
Otto Mejia, originally from Guatemala, works in MIT's facilities department. He attended the memorial service.
This country is made for all of us, and it's not understandable in any way what some of these people want to do or what are they thinking.
Thousands of MIT students, faculty, and staff came to remember Officer Collier. They started filing in hours before the service. They made their way through metal detectors and past bomb-sniffing dogs and armored vehicles. Eric Huppert is an MIT undergraduate. He said he felt it was necessary to be at the memorial.
We kind of go through our lives here at MIT. I feel safe every day, and it wouldn't be that feeling of safety wouldn't be possible without the officers like Officer Collier, and he paid the ultimate sacrifice for my safety, and it's the very least that I could do was spend a couple hours out here remembering him for what a great person he was.
After Biden's remarks, James Taylor performed Shower the People with the MIT a cappella ensembles.
Shower the people you love with love. Show them the way that you feel.
A state trooper played taps, and four law enforcement helicopters flew overhead, marking the end of the ceremony. As the thousands of policemen in blue filed off the field, the audience stood up and broke out into a sustained and appreciative applause. At MIT, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.